Reading for February 2nd, entitled, Live in Harmony with Heaven. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. God gave Daniel and his companions knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. Babylon was at this time the greatest kingdom in the world. God permitted Daniel and his companions to be taken captive, that they might take to the king and nobles of Babylon the knowledge of him, the only true God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. God brought Daniel into favor with the prince of the eunuchs because he behaved himself. He kept before him the fear of the Lord. His companions never saw in his life anything that would lead them astray. Those who had charge over him loved him because he carried with him the fragrance of a Christ-like disposition. God cooperates with human effort. Daniel might have said, "Of course, I must eat as the king commands." But instead, he resolved to obey God, and God began at once to help him. So when you are determined that you will obey the divine command, God will cooperate with you, making you witnesses of which heaven approves. You know not in which position you may be placed. God may use you as he used Daniel to take the knowledge of the truth to the mighty of the earth. It rests with you to say whether you will have knowledge and skill. God can give you skill in all your learning. He can help you to adapt yourselves to the line of study you shall take up. Place yourselves in right relation to God. Make this your first interest. God desires you to be witnesses for him. He desires you to draw in right lines. As you do this, he will give you skill and wisdom and understanding. You will advance step by step, for God does not want you to stand still. He wants you to run in the way of his commandments, constantly moving forward and upward. God is connected with the threads of our existence. He knows every thought of the heart, every action of the life. Then strive to live in harmony with him. Seek to reach a high standard. Heavenly angels will help you, and more than that, Christ will help you. The Prince of Life is more interested than anyone else in your salvation. You can do him honor by showing that you appreciate what he has done for you. You can glorify him and make the angels glad by revealing in your life that he has not died in vain. Be determined that opposite your names in the books of heaven shall be written the word Overcomer. Then all discontent and unhappiness will vanish. Your hearts will be filled with peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Taken from Manuscript 13, dated February 2nd, 1900, entitled Words to Students.